Well, new data out from Pew Research points to the pain of being single, at least when it comes to economic outcomes. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Denitsa Tsukova, who's been looking at this study for us. Break it down for us, because Denitsa, I know a lot of people are going to be watching this and say, wait a second, you know, it also pays to be single too, but what do the economics say?
Well, yeah, purely from economic standpoint, actually it's getting worse to be single. So the economic outcomes between single adults and unpartnered adults have significantly widened in the last 30 years. It's very different when it comes to gender. So they've both widened for men and women. But for men, the reason is because single men are actually faring worse than they did 30 years ago. Well, for women, it's actually good news. The gaps between single and partner women has widened, but for other reasons, because women, partner women, have fared significantly better in the last 30 years. As you said, this is based on data by Pew Research, and this is only for Americans aged between 25 and 54. So we've seen a really increase in the number of those people who are single. So that's one of the findings, but also that gap between what single adults and partner adults makes has increased significantly. But the big winners are partner women. They have seen their median wage increase by nearly 50% for the last 30 years. As a comparison, men who are partnered have only seen a 7% increase. This is, of course, in just adjusted for inflation. And when it comes for those gains for women, they're firstly, women are the most educated they've ever been, which also correlates to higher earnings for them. Additionally, now compared to 30 years ago, a lot of things have changed, societal changes. So women are more likely to find fulfilling jobs and remain attached at them for a much longer time, and therefore be able to get higher wages and remain at their jobs. Historically, when women would get married, they were more likely to retract from the labor market, which is a trend we're seeing less and less often now.
Denitsa, you mentioned the differences we're seeing between single men and single women, single men faring much worse. What's the driver here? What has led to that divide between men and women?
Yeah, it's interesting. Single men are actually the only one of the four demographic groups the study looked at that has actually fared significantly worse for those 30 years when it comes to their inflation-adjusted median earnings. So what we're seeing is many of those unpartnered adults have lower educational attainments, which may be one of the reasons. They're also more likely to be living with their parents, which potentially may be another reason. But for that group of single men, we've seen their earnings decrease by 4% in the last 30 years. That is, of course, adjusted for inflation. But along with the education and how their living situation, obviously a lot of things have changed. So maybe some men are making different choices around their career, family, work than they did 30 years ago. So that may be another factor impacting their earnings that have actually decreased in the last three decades.
Denitsa Tsukova, thanks so much for bringing us that Pew Research data. Interesting one. I feel like there's going to be a lot of conversation on the back of this. Appreciate you bringing that to us.